everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. Okay, here are the two reasons why I bring this article to your attention. One, a lot of us want to work with large companies. And two, at some point, these developments will influence buying decisions down the food chain. So even if y'all don't want to work with big dog clients, these changes could impact you anyway. The big question I want to explore here, how do us smaller shops compete with larger consulting firms that offer everything under the sun? The biggest opportunity will be in the niches, the nooks and crannies of these companies. Now, do I know exactly where all of them are? Nope. There is no list. We're going to have to find these opportunities through the side door. For example, if a buyer hires us for one thing, let's say a speaking engagement at a leadership event, we can leverage that based upon what we learn about their needs and obstacles. Even though the big shops are still embedded, we have specificity on our side. We can position what we offer as specialized enough to do a small yet critical part. And that focus on specialization will open the door. Again, we just have to be sure we don't specialize so much that we are not aligned with other efforts. I think buyers are going to be very sensitive to that. What we don't know right now is how these developments will impact the change management and culture space. The article alluded to tech solutions such as building robust platforms, so we might be safe for now. My concern is that a lot of our impact is based on influencing behavior. And that is totally in the creative wheelhouse. So we have to make sure that we can compete in the behavior change arena. Now, as we head out later this week for a long holiday weekend, let's stop and think about our market segments. How do these changes impact our competitive advantage in the large company space? Are there better opportunities elsewhere? Hunting for the big game just got a little bit more challenging. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.